Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Louise Crooks, your Keys to Clarity coach on KTC Radio. It's the 14th of September, Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern, and I am really excited about the show that we're going to be having this evening. I've recently connected with two gentlemen who bring a bit of hilarity to my day, and also bring some really valuable information as well in terms of the marketing that I'm doing in my business. And I really wanted to share the expertise and their irreverent hilarity with you. So I really want to welcome Jimmy V and Travis Miller of Gravitational Marketing.
Hey, Louise, it's so good to be with you, and I hope that our hilarity is coupled with clarity so that you have a good time and it makes some sense at the same time.
Absolutely. Hey, Louise, it's Jimmy V here.
Hey, Jimmy V.
I'm excited to be on the big show. That's what you got, the big show, the keys to clarity. Hey, we're going to have a good time. We're going to deliver some great information.
That's right. And there's a couple things everybody needs to know, though, before we get started, really, because you don't want to get us confused, okay? So I want to share some information. I'm talking right now. My name is Travis. And as point of reference, if you wanted to pull up our website at gravitationalmarketing.com, you would see that I'm the attractive one, and then Jim over there, he's the other guy.
You would see that I am the shorter one, but also have the bigger brain.
Right, and that would be an optical illusion caused by the photographer's cheap camera, but otherwise, yeah, keep it straight, though. So I'm the guy with the info, and Jim is the guy with the laugh.
I've got a big head and a little body, and that's because I got a lot of stuff jammed up in there, Louise.
I have no doubt, Jimmy, no doubt. A lot of stuff that we better not go into.
You don't really want to know some of the things that are stuffed in there.
No, it's a scary place to live inside my head, I'll tell you.
All right, let me give our listeners a little rundown of your background so that they know where you've come from and what you what you've been up to, and then you can give them the short version of the story of how you came about as Gravitational Marketing duo, and then we'll go from there. So Jimmy V is dubbed the 5-foot-high marketing guy because of his short stature and big results, is loud, opinionated, and passionate. What gives you that impression? And I just want to let you know that, if you want to find both Travis and Jimmy on Twitter, Jimmy is known as the 5-foot-high marketing guy in the shortened version of it. So if you kind of break it down, yeah, exactly, abbreviated, you'll find him there. And Travis, on that note, is known as the big idea guy. So you can find them both on Twitter. Jimmy is also traditionally educated, but he believes in his real-world education that gives him the ability to reinvent people's businesses through effective marketing and fresh, fun ideas. Jimmy says the secret to his success is his ability to help others discover what's unique about themselves and use it to their extreme advantage. He draws his creative energy from being an accomplished magician, I can't even say it. Ventriloquist.
Someone will make you say it. Don't worry.
An improv comedian. He's well known for his creative concepts and copywriting skills that engage consumers and elicit rapid response. Jimmy believes there is no creative talent that cannot be solved in a fresh, entertaining, and fun way, and his marketing campaigns have been seen and heard in almost every major market in the country. And he's one of the top direct response copywriters in the country. I think I need your help, Jimmy. He's married to Christy Sue and has a baby girl called Awesome, and they live in Orlando, Florida. And Travis Miller, the big idea guy, partly due to the juxtaposition of contrasting size of this 5-foot-high cohort, but primarily because of his rare strategic vision and critical development ability, is direct, analytical, and effective. Keeps Jimmy in line, I think.
Yes.
Although traditionally educated as well, Travis believes it's his on-the-street experience as an advertising sales rep to an agency executive combined with his entrepreneurial spirit that gives him the ability to conjure ideas and solutions that turn failing businesses around and supercharge already successful endeavors. Travis attributes his success of his campaigns to his ability to get inside the heads of customers and speak to them in a language that resonates with their deepest desires. Some people think of Travis as an intellectual, but he prefers to think of himself as a seasoned musician and self-taught chef. He's best known for his uncanny ability to dissect complicated business and marketing challenges into easily workable solutions and to create long-range strategic plans that deliver immediate results and sustainable profit. He believes there is no problem in life or in business that cannot be overcome with a proper combination of creativity, flexibility, and tenacity. I believe in tenacity. His marketing campaigns have been seen and heard in almost every major market in the country, and he's been behind some of the most recognizable local market campaigns of the past decade. And he also lives in Orlando with his wife, Jennifer, and baby girl named Ella. And his favorite hobbies include cooking for family and friends, trying to ski, strumming his guitar, and traveling as frequently as possible.
Oh, I'm a scuba diver, too, now.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. And I didn't actually mention what Jimmy does for fun. So, Jimmy, tell him what you do for fun.
I eat Travis's food. And I hang out with my daughter and my wife and my two dogs. And mm-hmm. I watch a lot of comedy and do a lot of charity work for kids who need to laugh.
Nice. That's really important. Great. Well, welcome again, guys. I'm really excited that you're here. And we have a number of people already on the switchboard. So, you know, I think there's going to be quite a few people listening to this show. We've got a number of people in the chat room as well. So I just want to welcome everyone and just to let their guests in the chat room know who haven't registered on Blog Talk Radio that you can actually go to the homepage on Blog Talk Radio and register with a username and password and then come back to the chat room and be able to interact in the chat room. So that means that you can pose your questions in there or tell us what you think of Jimmy V and Travis Miller.
Oh, boy.
I don't really want to hear it, Louise. Wait till I get off the call and they can say whatever they want. I prefer people talk behind my back.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, let's kick off, guys. So tell us how your business came about and how you came to be doing what you're doing.
Hey, you know, it was 1995 and a hot, sweltering day in July on a marching band field here in Orlando, Florida. Actually, it was August, not July. Even hotter. Yeah.
At the University of Central Florida, marching night.
That's
this one
right.
time at band camp?
Yeah.
Literally.
True story. This is the true story behind the one time at band camp. And so we're out there really not enjoying ourselves very well. And we got positioned next to each other. And I said, hey, look at this crazy 5 foot tall trumpet player here. And we made friends. We made fast friends and got in a bunch of trouble and basically kicked out of the band, which is really no surprise to anybody. And then we got run out of music by those folks.
Yes, we did.
And then we flunked out of calculus. Because Jim was studying to be an optometrist, and I was studying to be an engineer, and we said, boy, we better figure something else out to do. And so we realized that the university didn't have a program for circus acts, so we instead went to advertising and marketing.
Which is the closest thing to circus act we could find.
Exactly.
And that's what we did. We studied advertising and marketing, and after that, I was actually ahead of Travis by a year. I got out of there, and I got a job at a direct response advertising agency. And quickly worked my way up to a creative director there. And then Travis graduated and got a job selling radio time as a radio rep. And eventually he said, I said, why don't you come over here to the dark side and join me at the agency because there's a lot of good stuff going on here. And he did, and we paired up. We got handed the worst account list at the agency and said, hey, we don't want these clients. See what you can do with them. And at the time, it was a bunch of accounts selling the worst car in America. And we had to figure out how to make it work. And we started creating some strategies and started doing that. And we made it work. And we took made 11 different people millionaires within 90 days, and we had hit on a money machine that really started to do something. But I don't really think the fun happened until after we decided that we could do this on our own.
Yeah.
And we left the agency.
And it's funny, it was right before our weddings. In fact, my wedding was coming up in 6 weeks, and Jim's was just 6 months away. And we decided to leave and go on our own. And, you know, we wanted to get started on the right foot, so we each made a capital investment in the business. You know, we each wrote a check for $100 and put it in the bank account. So we had $200, but the bank charged a fee to have the account. And then, you know, we had to go down and buy a phone because we had to have conversations with people. And so we decided to buy a speaker phone so that we only had to buy one phone. We could both talk on it at the same time. The thing is that we were down to about $135 inside of the first 20 minutes of owning a business. And so we were losing money very rapidly.
And we didn't have any leads, any prospects, any clients, or really any opportunity at the time because we didn't take anything with us when we left our cushy executive jobs and walk the plank on our own. So we really were starting from scratch. It was a scary time, I have to say. But we started taking the ideas that we had built at the agency, which were the seeds of gravitational marketing, and started to test and measure some new strategies using online and offline marketing methods. And we really honed and refined gravitational marketing, which is now what we teach to small business owners and entrepreneurs all over the world.
It's the science of attracting customers. You know what it really is all about, though? Here's the amazing thing. It's about putting yourself out there, being authentic, your own personality, having fun in your business, and naturally attracting customers to you as a byproduct, as a result.
And I can tell how you guys have fun in your business.
Oh, yeah. Lots of fun here.
We do it all
the
time.
I've really been enjoying watching your daily videos on your blog.
Oh, good. There's more to come soon, so stay tuned.
I'm really excited about that because when you stop doing them for a while, I thought, oh, no, they've got to come back and do their daily videos.
But, you know, you also got to see, have you seen the Bad for Business show?
I haven't yet.
It's the new weekly show we started doing. So there's two episodes out right now over at gotbiz.tv, Jim and Travis Bad for Business. You're going to love it.
We basically talk about what works, and everything else is just bad for business.
Right. Well, that sounds really interesting. I will definitely check that out, and I encourage our listeners to do the same.
Yes.
All right. So I just want to, just before we continue, I just want to let everyone know that they can actually call in on 347-945-6963 if they would like to ask a question. And the important thing to know is if you do call in on that number, let me say that again, 347-945-6963, make sure you press 1 to get into the queue so that I can actually see on my switchboard that you'd like to ask a question or have a conversation.
Call in. We love to hear from you. We'll talk. We'll talk, think off the cuff, and we'll be creative together.
Jim will have you for lunch.
That sounds great. So I want to know from you guys what the do's and don'ts are when it comes to, you know, my sense is that you guys are really concentrating a lot on the online media marketing piece right now. And I want to know, you know, especially a lot of my listeners probably do too, you know, what are the do's and what are the don'ts?
Well, absolutely. Let me preface the conversation by saying, you know, we've spent a lot of time, energy, and money both working with traditional marketing methods like offline, like direct mail, radio, television, all kinds of stuff like that. And our focus currently is a lot on the online methods, and specifically right now we're talking a lot about social media simply because we know that a lot of the people out there are looking for a, you know, very easy, low-cost way to market themselves and their business, and don't have the resources and marketing funds, you know, available to spend on those you know, traditional media sources that can be quite costly. And, you know, if we roll that back the clock and say, wow, when we started with $200 in the bank, if we had social media as an opportunity, what we could have accomplished faster than we did, it would have been amazing. So we really are saying, hey, because this opportunity is out there, how about people who don't have the budget capitalize on this? This is just amazing opportunity to connect with people like never before.
That's right. So, you know, I want to start with one big don't, okay? Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, this is the only don't you need because there really are not a lot of rules. This is the biggest mistake you can make. And that is that you have to understand that same is lame. Let me repeat it again because it's very important. Same is lame. So the don't is don't be just like everybody else. And, you know, if you interestingly, if you look up lame in the dictionary, you're going to find out that it means pathetically lacking in force or effectiveness. And, you know, if you look around at your business and you say, things aren't going exactly how I'd like them to go, I'm not getting enough leads, I'm not getting enough interest, I'm not getting enough people paying attention to me, I'm not making enough money, then it's probably because you're lacking in force and effectiveness. And, you know, you trace it back through our equation here, you're probably doing things pretty much the same as everyone else is doing them. And what does that result in? Results in you being invisible. I mean, think about this. There are just, you know, there's a blue bazillion people using social media these days. Lots of experts like to get up here and tell you all the numbers. But what does it even matter? Because it's rising faster than the national debt, okay? You can't even keep track of the number of people using these services anymore. So, you know, when you think about, you know, your Facebook news feed or your Twitter stream and the people streaming past how fast these messages stack up on top of each other, why would anyone stop and pay attention to you if you look the same as everyone else? Or if you're just going out there, which is what so many people are doing, and just blabbering on about what it is that you've got to sell or your next you know, pill or, you know, your next method for getting Twitter followers or your next whatever. People are looking to accomplish one thing. Well, a lot of people are out there looking to sell something. So one way to win the popularity contest in social media is just to go out and buy everything. If you buy everything that people are trying to sell, you'll become very popular. But that sort of defeats the idea of it being a low-cost medium. So if you're looking for another approach that works, the other thing is to go out there and ignore the people who are trying to sell stuff and instead look for the people who are trying to socialize and become friends with them. Know, like, and trust. Really, you should think about it just as like a big, huge chamber of commerce luncheon where there's all types of people. You know, there's all types of personalities. There are all types of interests. But the bottom line is everybody there has demonstrated one thing in common with the rest of the people is that they're there to meet new people, to socialize. And so get out there and do it. Become know, like, and trust. But the main thing is not to disappear into obscurity and to be someone that nobody pays attention to. You know, Jim discovered the same as lame concept, you know, in a very natural way in his own life.
Yeah, you know, naturally, being 5 feet tall, which, you know, I've been most of my life, it's very difficult to blend in. So I've naturally stuck out my whole life. Many people look at it as a huge disadvantage because there's stereotypes and preconceived notions about being short, and there's all kinds of studies that say, you know, taller people get better jobs and make more money. But I never really looked at it as a disadvantage. In fact, I realized early on that it actually was quite an advantage because I do stand out. And when you stand out, you naturally get noticed and you get attention. Now, my whole job was, instead of figuring out how to stand out, my whole job was to try to figure out how, since I am already standing out, how do I capitalize on the opportunity and use it to my benefit? So that's what I've been doing pretty much my whole life, trying to take my natural ability to stand out and figure out how to capitalize on it, and I have. So now what we basically do as part of gravitational marketing is teach people how, A, to first stand out, because that's the first part. If you're not standing out, you're invisible. If you're invisible, then no one will see you, no one will get to know you, no one will get to like you, no one will get to trust you, no one will buy from you. But now once we were able to stand out, how do we capitalize on that ability and deliver extreme value, build those relationships quickly, and then convert those relationships over into an opportunity to further our relationship and do business with one another? And see, that once you can do that, once you can make the conversion from friend to customer, that's when that's when you can start to build a business and start making some money.
That's really great advice, Jimmy. So,
if we're to dive into a do, because, you know, I don't want to just be negative here. The do would be that you do need to become somebody's first choice. And so many people are perfectly content in life or in social media being everybody's third, fourth, fifth, sixth choice. Going back to this blending in thing, being the person that doesn't get noticed, the person who never gets chosen first. You know, when I was in school, I was always the last kid to get picked for dodgeball. And it's not enjoyable.
Travis.
He was never the athlete.
No, he was never the athlete. I'm a little bit more nerdy than that. And And so what happens, though, is that it doesn't feel good. And in business, it definitely doesn't feel good. And it doesn't make any money. You got to be somebody's first choice. Now, to be somebody's first choice, you can never be everybody's first choice. And
that's important. I want to say that again, Travis. To be someone's first choice, you can never be everyone's first choice. So you have to be willing to turn off a specific group of people.
Well, that's exactly right. If you're going to do anything where you become somebody's first choice, someone else is going to absolutely dislike it. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is what most people are afraid of, you know. And it's going out there and really putting your true personality out there. I bet you there are people listening already who have hung up, have tuned out. And I hope we didn't cost you any listeners. They said these two guys are clowns. I'm not going to listen to anything they say. But I also know that simultaneously somebody's saying, "Wow, I can't believe the energy these guys have got."
Yeah, you know, and they're having fun. They're having fun doing it.
We're pretty good. I'm sure by the end of the show we will find a way to turn everybody off. So count on that. Count on that. But at least for now we're okay. Somebody's still with us. And so if you can do that, you know, let me tell you a quick story. What buyers are looking for so much. A couple of years ago it was Christmas time, and I was out shopping for my mom. She wanted one of these Bluetooth headsets. You know what I'm talking about? And I went to the store, and they said, well, they ranged the price from about $39 on the low end up to about $179 on the high end. And so, I was reading the packages, and I really thought I was a pretty technical person. I mean, I worked for 4 years during college at Radio Shack, and I figured by looking at the packages, I'd be able to figure out in a heartbeat what the differences were and why one was better and which one should be my first choice, because I wanted, you know, I really wanted to choose the right one for my mom. Well, I could not determine the difference from the packages. So I brought a guy over, you know, it took me forever, and I said, hey, what's the difference between these, you know, these headsets, and why is one $39 and one's $179? And the guy says, well, really, you know, the difference is, drum roll please, he says, quality. The difference is quality. I said, quality? What are you talking about? I said, well, you talking about battery life, you know, range, durability, sound quality? What kind of quality? And he said, no, really, really, just overall quality. The $179 one is a better quality unit than this. I said, well, quality is meaningless to me. I mean, what type of quality? How does it benefit me in my life? There's got to be trade-offs. Maybe this one, well, the sound quality isn't as good, but, man, it lasts three times longer than anyone else. So they all have some kind of quality. I want to look at
the quality. What makes one different?
What makes one right for me, okay? So what I was seeking there, very interestingly, and this is what nobody takes the time to consider, I was seeking a buying preference. I wanted one reason to choose one over all the others. I needed one to be my first choice. And that's what everybody's seeking when they're going about their daily lives. And so the big question is, what are you doing to become that first choice and to deliver that clear, crisp, easily understood buying preference?
Yeah, I think that's a very important one, and a lot of people don't necessarily understand what that is for them.
No, I don't believe they do. We see it all the time, you know, with people we come across and we help every day in business, even companies that have been around for long periods of time, you know, in business for years and years. They still don't have this figured out. And the reason why they predominantly don't have it figured out is because they're afraid to pick something and lock onto it because they fear it will exclude a group of people from the market, from their marketplace. And so they're trying to keep their net cast wide instead of trying to be for someone specific, they're trying to be a jack of all trades instead of specifically for a group of people. And now more than ever before in our history are people looking for solutions that seem custom tailored and custom made for them. And if we're not delivering that as marketers, and everyone on this call is a marketer because we're trying to sell our business, we're trying to promote. So we're marketers. Even if you like marketing or you don't like marketing, you are a marketer. So they're trying to be for everyone. They don't want to narrow their market. They don't want to lose potential customers. So they're just casting this wide net, and they're saying, oh, quality is the difference. That's what makes us different. Or we've got good customer service over here, and that's what makes us all different. Or we're our one-stop shop. We're for everything for everyone. And when you say those things, it goes into one side of a customer's ear and out the other. They do not hear it because it's not for them and it's not specific enough. So what we have to really do, our job as marketers of our business, is to really focus on what we do potentially better than anyone else in the marketplace. The thing that makes us uniquely different, and really put a highlighter on that and really lead with that in our marketing and our communication. And what you find is you attract better quality customers who match the type of match your personality, match the type of people you want to do business with. And what happens is once they become your customer, once they get to know, like, and trust you, you can sell them. Now you can be all things to those people. But you're not going to be all things to everyone. You're going to be all things to your fans.
That makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense. And just that whole thing of being unique as well, you know, is the difference between being the third, fourth, or fifth choice.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't mind, I think Travis will agree with me here. We could give a big tip that will help everyone listening on the call. With
we
by
love
the end
big
of the
tips.
Huh?
I said we love big tips.
I'll give you a big tip that will help anyone on the call find out, or be able to identify what that makes them specifically unique that they can use in their marketing before the end of the call. Would that be great?
That would be fantastic. I'm sure our listeners are going to have their ears pricked up.
Okay, well, this is so counterintuitive, but it's absolutely works every time, and it is the thing that we do potentially better than anyone else, and we help our clients do every single day. This is the key thing. There are 100 things, no matter what industry you're in, that can differentiate you from your competition. You know, you can have, your widget or that you sell can have a specific feature that's different than the other, your competitor's widget. And you can use that as a differentiation position. Or if you sell a service, you can be faster than your competitor or cheaper than your competitor, and that can be your differentiation position. See, and those are great. But I think there's a bigger way, and we teach this a bigger way in gravitational marketing, which is the differentiation position of your business, the biggest one that you have, and the one that no one can copy is you.
Think about that. When you think about that, there's one thing in your business that you've got that no other business on the planet has got, and that's yourself.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it really fits into what's happening in the market today in terms of, you know, it's all about relationship marketing.
That's right. Well, think about this.
If you're that one
most unique asset, then it could be argued that you're the most valuable asset in your business. And so many businesses are so undervaluing their largest asset, paying themselves too little.
Right.
And then what happens when you pay someone too little? They get demotivated, right? So it makes a very strong business case for you got to get things moving faster so you can pay yourself more faster.
Because you're the biggest asset you have.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. Yes, the biggest asset is me and you.
That's right. It's about capitalizing on your personality in your business. Now, some people say, well, that sounds good for you guys, and that's because that's the kind of business you run. But I run a service business.
And I'm a chiropractor.
A brick and mortar, a B2B
I'm a
business.
Lawyer.
Insert whatever, right? And that's why you can't do this. But you absolutely can do it in every instance. I've never found a place you can't do this, except unless your exit strategy of your business is to build it and sell it within, you know, a handful of years. Like, if your duty is, if you want to flip your business, basically, like, you know, flip this house, flip this business, then you need to create a brand around and a marketing what we call a gravitational positioning statement, the thing that makes you different, around something that's going to be part of the product, part of what you deliver, so you can sell that asset with the company.
Well, now, Jim, to be fair, though, our business is a little different than most people's. I mean, like, so in this case, if you look at the two of us, of course, you know, I'm this company's biggest asset, and Jim, of course, is just this company's biggest ass.
That would work if I was a female.
Excuse me.
Well, you know what? I can take that simply because I understand
Jamie is beating you in that office if she's with you.
I'm I'm not one of your fans, Joe.
Travis is just trying to compensate for less of a personality, so he has to do those kinds of things. And I allow him to do it so he feels better and we have a good working relationship. So that's how that typically works. We work well together because we understand each other's personalities. But I want everyone to know how important this personality thing can be and how different, how strong of a differentiator it can actually be. And it really is about just putting yourself, your likes, dislikes, hopes, dreams, fears, desires, wants, passion into your, at the forefront of your business and at the forefront of, here's the big one, your marketing. So you almost, you have to allow your prospects and customers into your life. And when you do that, they respond, and they respond dramatically. And what happens is you actually get the type of people you enjoy working with because your personality naturally attracts them versus the type of customer who's a big pain in the butt that you don't want to work with.
Right, yeah. So just a quick one on that one, Jimmy. If you're talking about, you know, being, you being the unique asset in your business.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have the beautiful advantage of being quite funny. So, you know, a lot of us aren't like that. So can you expand a little bit more on how we can embrace, you know, who we are as our unique asset in our business without necessarily having to be funny?
Sure. Absolutely. Really what this is about is not being funny. It's not being loud. It's not being analytical. It's about being authentic. And nothing is worse than someone who isn't naturally funny trying to be funny. So I never encourage anyone to, hey, look at what we do and do what we do. You know, that's what a lot of people teach. They say, hey, just do what I do and you'll be successful. It's called modeling. And look, modeling is a great technique. But when it comes to being a personality in your marketing, it's not a good idea to model someone who isn't like you, because you're going to be inauthentic trying to duplicate what they do. So I don't tell anyone, if you're not 5 feet tall and funny, don't try to be me, because it'll never work. And if you're not, you know, tall and anal like Travis, then don't try to be the Travis, because you're just going to screw it up. And the beauty of what makes it work and what makes it so simple is that you don't have to be anything but who you already are. The only thing you have to do is open up and share who you are. Because look, unless you're like, you basically are at home locked in a closet and just cannot talk to anyone, like you're incapable of conversation or any type of relationship. If you're like that, this probably won't work for you. And if that's the case, you need to find someone in your company. Maybe it's a spouse who can be the forefront of your company, or someone who's a partner in the company to be the face of the company.
Or you can just start the next Craigslist.
Or you can start the next Craigslist. And you can even take it to make a caricature, so make it a non-living personality as the forefront of your marketing. But the easiest thing to do, because most people can meet people, can carry on a conversation, even if they're not gregarious and extremely extroverted, but they can, you know, they do have friends and have personal relationships. Just be that. Don't try to be someone you're not. Just be who you are. But be who you are. Allow others to get to know who you are, and you do that through your marketing. You do that through writing. That's your preferred method, you can do it through video. You could do it through writing on a blog, through social media. But you just share who you are naturally, and by doing that, people will naturally come to you. Then those people will typically be the kind of people that you're most comfortable with, because when you tell your story and share your passion in your way, in the way that's authentic to you, through your authentic personality, you will attract those same kind of people, because your story will resonate with them, because they see themselves through your eyes, but they just don't have the courage to come forward and explain it and talk the way you do. So really, that's where the courage comes in. The courage just comes in not to to be someone you're not, but just to share who you are.
Yeah, I really want to highlight this point because I really feel that it's so important, and it really relates a lot to, you know, our guests, you know, our listeners on this particular show, because a lot of them are all about, you know, connecting with self and self-growth and spiritual growth, etc. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so this is a key piece, you know, that we really can be, we really can embrace who we are and be authentic and in alignment with our values and, you know, be in integrity with what we're doing and know that that's who we are and that's perfectly okay. And it takes us out of the having to, the musts of playing a role in front of other people. And I know, you know, from my own experience coming out of the recruitment industry in London, part of why I was so miserable there, I think, was because even though I was doing extremely well in what I was doing, you know, I felt like I had to play a role, a ball-busting role that just didn't suit, you know, who I was in that space. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I think this is a really key point that you are making there, Jimmy, that, you know, this is this gives us permission to just be who we are and embrace that, embrace the very essence of who we are.
Yeah, I mean, look, the world is on pins and needles waiting for each and every one of us to come forward with what inspires us, what our passion is. And what you're going to do is, see, if you sell something that people want, that people need, and you find the people who may want or need that product or service, and you be who you are, there's a group of people in that pool, the pool of people who want or need the service that you're offering, who, when you share who you are authentically, when you share what inspires you, what your passions are, and how you've helped other people through what you do by sharing the gifts that you have been given, that you possess, those people will instantly feel the connection. They'll instantly be pulled, drawn to you. This is why we call it gravitational marketing. They'll instantly gravitate to you because they feel like you're connected and they see the same vision and they have felt the same, you know, the same hope, fear, dreams, and desires that you have, and then it's like a match made in heaven. That's a good client. That's a good person to be working with.
Yeah, and you're going to connect so much more quickly, aren't you, when you actually really be open and willing to just be who you are from the outset.
Absolutely.
Trust builds up so much more quickly. Yeah.
I think we've all had that experience where, you know, you've been looking for something, you know, you've had a problem and you're looking for a solution and you end up calling a person or a company and you get connected with someone to talk about it, and instantly you feel like, this is it. This is what I've been needing. This is what I've been waiting for. And you know how good that feels. And see, that's the way the sales process should work. The sales process shouldn't feel like, oh, I got to make another call, or, oh, we got to, you know, I got to hunt that person down. And I don't, and that's why so many people say, I don't like to sell. I don't like to do marketing and sales because it's, I'm not comfortable with it. Well, when you actually sell in a very natural way, like gravitational marketing, where you just put your authentic personality out there, you share your gifts, you share your inspiration, you share your passion, you share your vision, and you share the stories of how you've helped other people get what they wanted through your product and service, you can start to attract people in a very natural way that doesn't make you feel uncomfortable.
Well, it doesn't feel like you're selling, does it? It feels sharing.
It really doesn't feel like you're selling, and it shouldn't feel like you're selling. It should be natural versus a forced, and, you know, you should feel like, and here's the biggest issue I find that most people contend with. They haven't quite wrapped their brain around the fact that what they deliver, the product or service that they sell to the people who they can connect with, who resonate with their passion, their vision, their will want what they have to sell. They are looking for it. They desire it, and they want it quickly, and they were willing to pay for it. So don't be afraid to put it out there and actually collect money for what you do. You should be, if you truly believe what you do is a gift to the people you do it for, and if you do a good job, it is, because you're solving their problems or delivering something that they want, then it's your duty to just put it out there as much as possible, because you're going to help the people who are looking for you find you.
Yeah.
And you're going to help them find the solutions that they're looking for faster. And the beauty is you're going to get paid because of it, and you're going to be up because you're getting paid. Now you can do more of it. So it's almost like, if you through charity work, you can't really do a lot of charity work if you don't have any money to give and you don't have any time to give. The more money and the more time, the more work you can do.
It makes so much sense. I just want to take a minute just to invite anyone who's listening to call in and ask Jimmy or Travis a question around this. The number is 347-945-6963. That's 347-945-6963. And if you're wanting to ask a question, just press 1 when you call in so that we can see on the switchboard that your little hand will go up and I'll be able to see that you're wanting a question. Because we've got quite a few people on the switchboard, but I think that they're probably all listening at this point. So let's see how we go. Now, I just want to ask you both, because we haven't got a lot of time left. We've got 20 minutes. If we go over a little bit, is that okay?
Sure.
With you guys?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about, how important is it for us to be doing online marketing?
Well, I can tell you, we certainly have clients right now who are succeeding without using online marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would never hold it up and say, this is it. This is the thing, and it absolutely has to be used.
Yeah.
I mean, some of our very best clients this month are having, literally just in August, had their best month in the history of their business using, uh-huh. Primarily things like, the radio or, direct mail, but others are using the Internet. But what I say is that there are many options, but here's the beautiful part about specifically on the Internet, the social media, because it's what we think of as a slack adjuster. It's the thing that can get you with very minimal cost input to make you money.
Mm-hmm.
So many other elements out there, especially when you're dealing with, when you're selling over distance, okay? If you're selling to people in a local market, now, by all means, social media can be a benefit to you for sure. But
definitely a viable tool.
But if you're selling to people in a local market, there are other things you can do. You can, go to networking events. You can stop by and meet people. Just stop by, drop by the office. But if you're selling over a distance, you can't just drop in. And there is no chamber of commerce luncheon to go to. So you've got to network in a different fashion. And what this virtual networking event, which is social media, allows you to do is make those connections like we used to only make locally, but in the business that you've got where, you're a no-boundaries business. You don't work in a specific place, which that's how so many people are right now. So what it gives you is that quote-unquote, it doesn't cost anything method that didn't exist just a couple of years ago for people in distance businesses. You don't have to get on a plane to go anywhere. You don't have to run any ads. You don't have to send any mail. You don't have to do any of that. You just have to make connections, sitting at your computer while you're watching TV.
And for local businesses for who really don't have a large marketing budget,
uh-huh.
social media allows you to have that networking event that you may go to and meet a potential client or make a relationship that's a referral partner. You can do that 24/7 sitting at your desk without having to go anywhere. And, like what most people do, if they don't have a marketing budget, they don't have marketing money to spend, they sit in their business and they wait for the phone to ring for something to happen. And that's not a good productive use of your time, and you have to do marketing if you expect to get results. So, but in the past, your business owner doesn't have the money to market, they don't do anything. Well, now social media gives them the opportunity to, right there from their home or office, jump on and actually network and actually make relationships and do business without having to pay anything and without having to go anywhere. And that's a huge opportunity, and that's why we talk to a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners about social media, about the opportunity of online marketing through that. And obviously when we're talking about social media, you can also bring in the concept of blogging, which mm-hmm. positions you as an expert because it allows you to have a media channel that's all your own, which from a positioning aspect is, you know, amazing. And up until, you know, the social media and Web 2.0 opportunity, we didn't have the opportunity to create your own media. You had to buy expensive radio or television or newsprint to get that microphone. Now we can get it by opening up a blog for free using Blogger or any of the other blogging platforms, WordPress, online. And you could do it in an afternoon. So there's just a huge amount of opportunity from the positioning element and from the marketing and interaction element using social media and online marketing that we didn't have just a few years ago.
Yeah, it's really a really wonderful opportunity especially for small business or solopreneurs who are just starting out, a really inexpensive way to get the word out there.
Yeah, it really is. And if you're there waiting for customers to come in hoping that you do some business today and you're not capitalizing on social media, you're missing the boat. You're missing a huge opportunity. And every minute you sit there waiting for a client to call, you could be networking online. And so the key to networking online, though, this is the big rub about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can spend your whole life, we like to say, twittering your life away. Because just like any other marketing, social media marketing, you need a plan. You need a plan, a viable plan, and you need to work the plan every single day. Just like any other marketing method out there, you need a marketing plan. And so a lot of people think that social media, just because it's free and it's on their computer, they don't need a plan. They can just get on there and do whatever, and they're going to get business out of it. And that's not necessarily the case. The same marketing principles that apply offline using traditional media that you would spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on, radio, TV, direct mail, all these things, the same rules apply to social media. You need to have a differentiation position. You need to have a GPS, as we like to call it. You need to have the buying preference, the reason why to choose you. You need to know how to spend your time every day utilizing the different media. You need to have a presence. We have what we call the 7 B's of social media, and just I'll name them real quick. You got to be unique. You got to be fun. You got to be interested in your potential clients, your market. You got to be risk taker. You got to be visible. You got to be credible. You got to be spreadable. So you got to know how to take all of this stuff, these core marketing principles, positioning, delivering value first, and you need to figure out, you need to have a plan of incorporating all of that into what you do every day in social media. Then social media can be an effective marketing tool for your business. Otherwise, you can just basically end up wasting a whole bunch of time, sleep, and be scratching your head going, how come this isn't really working for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I would imagine that someone like you guys would be really helpful in determining how that strategy or that plan would work depending on the business that they're dealing with.
Yeah, absolutely, and we do that every day for clients, and you know we do have a lot of people who you know can't necessarily afford to work with us personally, who have done exactly that using our social media method that we outline in our fast forward marketing training system.
Yeah.
Which is using video
and
mention, social media.
Yeah, I just want to mention as well to our listeners that you have a book as well, which I'm sure you must touch on a lot of this, what we've been talking about in the book. Do you want to just tell them a little bit about that? And then I just want to let you know that we have two questions,
one in
the chat room and one on the switchboard. So,
excellent. Sure, let me just touch on the book and then we'll take the calls. The book is called Gravitational Marketing, The Science of Attracting Customers. It came out about a year, in March of last year. It's available at bookstores nationwide and available considerably cheaper on Amazon.com. And there's also an audio version on Audible.com if you're a listener.
Mm-hmm.
The book contains the core principles of gravitational marketing and then 32, I think, different marketing strategies for everything from using bandit signs in your local town to buying large budget radio buys and television buys and how to do that with our gravitational marketing approach. There's not a ton of social media specific tactical information in the book simply because when we wrote it, which was 6 months to 8 months before it actually
kind of new, isn't it?
went live.
That's
you
your
know,
next book.
Yeah, it's really the next book. We didn't have that opportunity to really go into depth. But that's why we created the Fast Forward Training System, because the Fast Forward Training System is all about using, for a solopreneur, for a non-boundaries entrepreneur, for a small business owner with a small budget, how to use the opportunities on social media like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, blogging, and incorporate them into a structured system, a daily plan that you can do. It takes 9 minutes a day to do the marketing for your business if you follow our plan and actually see results. So it's a powerful opportunity, and it's not just, you know, the book's kind of like an overview because it's written for everybody, where this fast-forward training is very specific on social media and very tactical in the terms of do this, do that, do this.
Yeah.
So.
That's great, because I think people do need a lot of guidance with using the online social media and how to use it effectively. Because I think, you know, you can get on, but, you know, the using it effectively piece is crucial.
Sure, sure. I mean, everybody can get on. They're all free accounts, you know, and you can get on there and start doing it. But the question is, what are you doing and how does it all relate back to making relationships and selling product and services, and that's what you need to be doing if you're going to stay in business. So let's take those
absolutely.
Calls.
Okay, great. Hi, is that Samian?
Yes, it's Samian. I am here.
Hi, Samian. Welcome. You're on the air with Jimmy and Travis. What question do you have for them?
And Travis, I appreciate you guys being here and the bell tonight. You're doing a wonderful, wonderful job. Thank you.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate you.
Louise and I are good friends. I consider her to be a wonderful, dear friend of mine. And I know that I'm a series of things. I'm a coach, life and relationship coach, speaker, writing a couple of books, and a workshop facilitator, amongst some other wonderful things that you and I have in common. I'm also an entertainer. Musician.
Oh, great.
But one of the things that I was concerned about, because you mentioned the social networking aspect of it, and I know that, you know, I'm personally a member of like 8 different social networking sites so that I could extend myself or allow myself to be as visible as possible. Is there a such thing as overreaching? And part two of my question is, know that in marketing, it's always suggested, or business in general, it's always suggested that you give away things for free.
Mm-hmm.
By doing so, is that taking away from the value of your services?
Okay. Let me talk about the first question, and then we'll move to the second part. The first part.
Thank you.
Is there overreaching? Well, it depends on how much time you're spending. Overreaching is a potential problem if you're limited on time and you're trying to spread that time over multiple networks that you have to be actively involved in on each single one to make an impact. Yes, you can be overreaching. It's better to have more frequency in one than a little bit of frequency in a lot. And this goes for basically social media or any other marketing media you are using. It's better to have the frequency of repetition of message is what creates the effect of people to take action. So if your frequency is low but your reach is big, you're going to putter out before you get any kind of effectiveness. So you want to go deep. Now, the secret to social media, and we talk about this in the fast forward system, is the ability to connect social media networks together, so you do work in one but have presence in many. So you're actually spending your time going, having a lot of frequency in one, and by that work gets leveraged multiple times over other networks. And there's ways to do that. There's ways to connect the network so that your what you do on Twitter impacts your Facebook presence, which impacts your friend feed presence, which impacts your YouTube presence. And by combining those together in a specific way, you can double and triple your efforts from this, in the same amount of time that you spend. And that's how, you know, in our program, Fast Forward, you can get a lot of marketing effectiveness in just 9 minutes a day, because we tie, we daisy chain, so to say, several channels together. So that's important. Think more frequency, less reach. Okay?
Right.
Especially when you're dealing with,
here, Jimmy?
With time and money.
So I just want to jump in here and say that I, there's someone that has tried to connect with me probably from about 15 sites. And, you know, to me, that gets extremely irritating. It's kind of like, you know, overlapping the same, you know, work over and over, in the sense of trying to connect with the same person on 15 different sites. You know, to me, that's kind of stalking. So I would imagine that that's also overreaching.
Yeah. And look, if you're going to connect with someone and you're trying to reach out to them very specifically, personally, you only really need to what you want to do is find out which network they prefer to communicate in, and only communicate with them in the network that they prefer. Now, what I was talking about is more of a, I'm trying to use a network to generate interest and be visible in, you know, not specifically one-to-one. But once you get to the one-to-one stage, Louise, you're absolutely right. Find out how they prefer to communicate, and then communicate in the channel and in the method in which they prefer, because you're going to have a lot more, they're going to be a lot more readily available to you than if you try to just, you know, stalk them, as Louise said, and hit them on 99 different networks.
Yeah.
So let's also talk about, Louise, the second part of your question, which was, refresh my memory.
What was it, Samuel?
Oh, about giving stuff away for free.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
It's always good to give giveaways.
Well,
right. Are you taking away from your value by doing so?
Absolutely not. Here's the reality of the situation. People are more distrustful today than ever before, especially on the Internet, okay? And one of the absolute best ways to build value is to give value first, okay? When you protect all of your valuable information behind the paid fence, okay, like you got to pay to get in here and see this, then these days on the Internet it's seen as very miserly, okay, and very closed, and people don't pay any attention. Actually, what happens is you don't get a chance to give value to many people at all, because if you don't give things away for free, you're not going to sell much either. So you end up giving, you may have something very valuable, but it goes nowhere. So the best thing to do is to go out there with the mission to give value first. You know, for example, what we're doing right now. You're not paying anything, to my knowledge, to be on this call, right? Absolutely
right.
Free. Is that correct, Louise?
That's correct.
Okay, sure. So here's Louise taking her time. What, do you do this every week?
Yes.
Okay, so you take your good time and your good relationships, and you've been talking to us for months about this, and you've contacted our office a dozen times on details and scheduling about this, okay? So you've invested good time, now you're investing good time on the interview, and you've invested the time and energy to create the audience and all of this stuff, and you're getting on here and doing it for free, all right? Now, why would you do such a thing? You do such a thing to actually create value, not decrease value, because all the people listening get to say, wow, this Louise has networked with good people, and she really cares, and she's got good ideas. And when it comes time to, you know, perhaps spend some money on something that Louise does, you know, I'm going to think of her first. Now, not to mention, that's the old top-of-mind awareness thing, not to mention the idea that maybe by, you know, being involved with Louise, you say, you decide to spend money on something Louise does that you weren't even going to think of otherwise because you didn't even really know about it or realize that there was a solution or realize that you had a problem. Does that make sense?
It does indeed.
Absolutely. Now, you have to believe that the world has what we like to call a perfect accounting system. So the more value you provide to the marketplace, the more value it provides to you. I mean, and that may seem a little soft, And especially for hard-nosed, results-oriented marketers like Travis and I, that's a tough pill to swallow, but it really is the truth. So what you want to think about is, how do I give the most value I can for free? Because what's going to happen is, when someone gets that value and they use the information, the product, whatever it is that you're giving away, and they see some kind of results from it, or it impacts them, or it touches them in a way that they've never experienced before, they're going to come back for more. Because you're giving away this stuff, and it, when they see results, they come back for more. They have more questions.
It's like cocaine.
It's like cocaine.
That's what you're looking for.
It's like good cocaine. It's like positive cocaine.
Well, cocaine isn't good. I mean, come on.
So you want to put that out there, because you want to get them hooked on your, you want to get them hooked on you as a drug. So they come back and they go, and they will come back. I mean, I've never explained anything. If we give away our best content on a call, I mean, it always, to someone, it touches them, but it doesn't like give them the thing that they need and they run away and they just do it. Some people run away and just do it and they have results. And I feel good if that happens. More often than not, for everyone who runs off and does it on their own and has success, and I feel good about that. But there's a dozen more who go, wow, I saw some results from that, or that impacted me, and I've got this question that I really need help on. And now they come back to us for that help. And, you know, some of those we can give help through our writing, through our training, through our material. Some we can give help privately, and we get clients from it. So, but if you don't put that out there, you have nothing to really attract the quality people that you're looking for.
That's great, Jimmy. I just want to ask something else there. Sorry, Simeon. I just want to ask something else there, because I think a lot of people ask this question, too, in regards to this, and that's, if you are giving things away for free, there has to be some kind of balance in your business to be able to earn a living and have a prosperous business and have that balance where you're giving away things for free to turn them into paying clients.
Oh, you actually get paid?
It would be nice.
Yeah, let me address that turning point. Yeah, well, the turning point has to happen. There has to be an opportunity, as you say, a turning point in every place you give value. And this is where we, Travis and I, disagree with a lot of people out there who say, you know, give a lot of value first and it will naturally come back to you even if you don't do anything about it. You know, it's kind of like the viral marketing element online. If you just put some good stuff out there, it'll spread virally by some stroke of luck, and then you'll get flooded with opportunities and prospects. And, you know, on a rare occasion, there's some freak thing and that happens. But if you can't rely on that, that's luck. So when you are giving away your best content, or giving away anything, and I encourage people to give away their best stuff, but the best things you got, because those are the things that are going to impact the most people and cause the most action to occur. But when you give it away, you've got to, A, get their contact information in return, so you can build a relationship. Relationships don't happen and get built on one frequency touch point. They get built over multiple frequency touch points. And you can't have multiple touch points if you give something away and they take it and they run away with it and you have no way to communicate with them anymore. So when you give something away, you have to get, in return, their contact information so you can deliver more value to them. So you can stay in touch with them and you can further that relationship. And everything that you give away, you need to, in exchange, get contact information some way, whether that be following you on Twitter or, you know, friending them on Facebook or capturing their email address, or mailing address. Uh-huh. And then you have to, in that free stuff, offer them a way to reconnect with you further for the next step in your process, which maybe is a phone call where you could see how you can help them personally, or make them an offer for a product or something that is complementary to the free stuff that you gave them. But you should always be showing them the next way they can get more help from you. And so you want to make
the key, isn't it? That's
it absolutely is the key. And a lot of people, you know, they don't do this because they don't, you know, they, oh, they believe that it's just going to come back naturally, and it does to some extent, but you have to make offers. And again, this goes back to, if you truly believe what you give away and what you do for people, the product or service you sell is a gift to them, you want them to come back so you can help them more. Because let's face it, we all have gotten some kind of information, advice, product or something from someone, bought it or got it for free, and then gotten partway through it and stumbled. We didn't know how to go the rest of the way, and then what happened is we didn't have a time, or we didn't know how to get back in touch with them, or we didn't have time to get back in touch with that person, so then we never got the results we were looking for. You can't let that happen. You have to get you have to be proactive, so you have to give that away and then also get the way to contact them and also show them the way to come back to you if for some reason you can't get back in touch with them quickly enough.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think also the other piece as well that, you know, with in regards to this conversation is that, you know, so often solopreneurs are out there marketing their little tails off and they don't take it that next step. So they create all these new contacts and then they let go of, they drop the ball with the next piece, which is offering them the next step to work with them.
Everything, so just here's it up in a nutshell. Everything you offer, you have to get contact information. Now, occasionally we create information that doesn't require contact information, but that's because we create so much content that we have different ways to do it. But if you have only a small amount of content to give away or and time to create content, only a brief, it has to come with contact information in exchange, and that at the end of that content you have to be offering a way for them to take a next step with you.
Yeah. Great. You guys are awesome.
Indeed. I have another question if you don't mind me asking.
Thanks, Damian. Go ahead.
My question is, you know, how can someone identify what their demographics are? They have a wide following, but they want to focus in and be able to really tap into a certain market, not to be so wide. How can they focus it?
Well, this is a 2-day seminar. let me give you a quick down and dirty method, and this may help you and it may not. But this is the key is you got to focus it because you most likely you don't have the time and dollars to go as broad as you actually can service. So you need to narrow the numbers, and you need to narrow the conversation to something that's very relevant to just a small group of people. And you, the best place to figure out what that group of people is to find people that you have done business with or for in the past. And
the ones that have been most enjoyable to work with, spent the most amount of money, the easiest to find, and have some common thread among them.
And then say, okay, for now, I'm going after those type of people.
That's right.
And that's it. And then once you get enough business and dollars under your pocket to market more heavily and further, then you can expand your market. But don't worry about losing opportunity by doing that. You'll only lose opportunity by going broad because you cannot get the frequency and the relationships built fast enough and deep enough with a broad base of people. You cannot do it. So it's just a fool's errand.
That's really good advice, Jimmy. All about niching yourself, isn't it? Or as you Americans say, niching.
That's right. I think do we have another question, another person?
I think there seems to be a lot of people on the switchboard, but no hands going up. I don't know if that's a glitch with Blog Talk Radio. But we did have a question in the chat room from Deborah White.
Okay.
And let's see what she says here. Question, here's a problem. How do you personally help people blend these together, your personality, your written work, to explain what you do on the blog or website, colors that are received by the, I don't know what she means by that, colors that are received by the website that match your personality, and what everyone else is doing that's successful, that has the ear of the people that are spending money. How do you blend it all together to make your statement or your brand? I don't know if that makes sense to you, but if it does, good on you.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, that also could be a two-day seminar.
Yeah, that's more like a...
that could be a boot camp.
That's like an ongoing relationship question.
But, you know, I would direct you to a resource that I think would be very helpful for that, two specifically. The first one is a book by a guy named Dennison Hatch named Method Marketing. And it's actually a really excellent book. And he takes up this exact problem, which is, you know, the congruency between your written word and the actual experience and your spoken word and all that, and how to tie it all together. But then also, I direct you to a resource of ours, which is our personality creation workshop, which actually helps you create and refine and define the personality that you've already got. And by knowing what that is, it makes gluing all this together very easy because, you know, you can be very consistent with it, and you're not trying to invent it every time. I mean, as a for instance, and perhaps this seems crude, but you know, when you may have gotten the sense in the beginning of the call that, you know, we've told that story about how we met a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
You know, we weren't coming up with that, you know, like, oh gosh, let me try and remember. And in a number of the stories that we've told you and the examples that we've used them many times before. And some of the quips, in the puns and the jokes, we've had those rim shots before, if you know what I mean. So these things are...
It's like the husband saying the same joke over and over.
That's right. Yeah. Well, and it really is very much like a husband and wife in the story of how they met. They get good at being able to tell that. These things are predetermined, pre-set up, pre-thought out, so that whether we're writing or, you know, on video or in person or on a call, we can deliver it in a meaningful way that makes sense, but that also hits the high points of our personality.
And that's cohesive to our brand and our position. This is marketing and sales choreography, and that's what we're trying. It's like dance moves, and you know you're either good at dancing because you dancing is about practice. So you got to practice the moves to be good at the moves. Well, and the same thing as marketing, you've got to practice your moves. So what you got to do is first identify what those moves are, and that's what the workshop allows you. Personality Creation Workshop allows you to do is find out what those dance moves are for you in authentically. So it pulls the authentic personality and character out of you. And once you know what it is, now it's easier to fit all the rest of the pieces in.
That's
because
right.
You've got a framework to fit them into. Right now, if you're not doing this currently, you don't have a framework. You're just saying, oh, you're scratching your head, and you're just trying to put all these pieces together, but none of them really fit. Once you have the framework, you know, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. If you don't have the box top, you don't know what the picture's supposed to look like. Well, that's where you are until you get this identified, and that's what the personality workshop allows you to do. Unfortunately, we can't.
It's a lot of information.
It's so much information, and it really is requires personal introspection. You know, and this is what we do when we work with a client is we ask a lot of questions over long periods of time and we noodle this all out. We pull it out of them.
Yeah.
And
well, it's great for us to get an insight as well into how you work with your clients and what you do with them. So that's really cool. And I'd like for you guys to just let our listeners know how they can, you know, access the information that you have on your website, you know, any contact details that you'd like to share.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, we have a free, going back to Samuel's point, we have a free customer attraction starter pack, which has a lot of good, solid information that you'll find helpful and interesting. And that's available at gravitationalmarketing.com. Okay, you can go ahead and I encourage you to get that right away. And there's also, you know, our blog is very frequently updated. And traditionally, we're doing a video about every day on there that'll keep you updated and entertained. And then, in fact, we had so much success from our daily video that we actually created a product that a training program that taught people how to do it because we had so many questions. So we also have that program available. It's actually closed to the public, but we did keep some stock of it available here in the office for, you know, private groups like these when we're talking to people. So if you visit Fast Forward Success, I know Jim mentioned the Fast Forward system earlier. That's Fast Forward success.com/KTC, like KTC Radio Keys to Clarity. So it's fastforwardsuccess.com/KTC. You can still have access to that training program. There's a complete description and also about a 4-minute sort of infomercial a la Billy Mays on there, which I think you'll find you'll get a real kick out of Jim and I delivering that.
Yeah, and part of that training is actually the personality creation workshop we talked about just a couple minutes ago is part of that fast-forward training. And it's really the training that allows you to have a step-by-step plan of what to do in social media every single day to market your business using a pocket camera and 9 highly productive minutes a day. So check that out if you're really interested in that. And I'm sure you'll...
And you've got a newsletter, haven't you, that people can sign up for?
Yes, we have a newsletter, which is available off of our website.
Get the Customer Attraction Starter Pack.
Yeah, the Customer Attraction Starter Pack is the place to start, and then you can. There's also an offer there for our what we call our ultimate free gift, which has some back issues of the newsletter and a bunch of other opportunities there to get some
excellent
free training.
There's many ways to get involved.
Excellent. I want to thank you guys so much. This has been such an interesting show, and there's just so much information to really share. It's just kind of crazy, really. We'll have to get you guys back at a later date, you know, to talk about other aspects of marketing. But I really want to let you know how I appreciate your coming onto the show, and I know the listeners who have been listening and will listen, you know, really appreciate it too. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We're glad to be here.
So before we finish tonight, I want to share with the listeners that tonight is the last night. Well, in fact, I'm going to extend it for a day, seeing as there have been some issues with people reaching the information for my group coaching program going through Internet Explorer. So I believe that was a problem today. But tonight, well, another 24 hours early bird price finishes for the for the group coaching program, Get Clear Now Fall 09. So I really encourage you, if you're a solopreneur and want to really get some focus and create some really meaningful results in your business over the next 3 months, the last few months of this year, please check that out. And, you know, it's a very limited program, 8 people in the group, just to get some real value and connection when you're part of that group. Check it out and see what you think, and I'd love to have you join me. So you can go to keystoclarity.com and click on the tab at the top of the page, which is GCN Group Coaching, and it'll have all the information in there. But if you're going through through the Internet Explorer browser, there's some issues with that. If you're going through Mozilla, no problem. So I'll have that fixed by tomorrow.
And
so,
I'll just say, Louise, that anyone who's thinking about getting involved in a mastermind group with you is wise to do so, because having a group to interact with and to learn together is so much more powerful than trying to do it on your own.
Yeah, thanks for that, Jimmy. It really is. You know, that's why I do these programs, because I feel it's so effective and, you know, effective from a business standpoint, cost-effective from your pocket, and, you know, you really get to connect with some wonderful, like-minded individuals in a very, you know, to create that momentum as well. It's just so cool on so many different levels. So thanks for saying that. I really appreciate it. Okay, so I think we're finished for the night. Thanks for going over the time allotted tonight, guys. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure my audience do as well. And take care, and we'll be in touch soon.
Excellent, Louise. Thank you. And we enjoyed it, and I hope everyone enjoyed it too. And we'll talk soon. Everybody,
stay classy. Thanks, everyone. Good night.